God the Father, in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us this day and forever. Let us join our hearts in opening prayer and thanksgiving. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all of the blessings that you have bestowed upon us, your children. We thank you for this opportunity to gather together at these festive summer services here in Monticello. Dear Father, you know the needs of us, your children, and we humbly ask that you would, moment by moment, give words to speak to your servants, to give ears to listen and hearts to believe. Dear Father, we have come before your holy word with anticipation of the fellowship, with the joy of believing hearts, thanking you for that which you have given, that grace gift of living faith. Dear Father, you know that we are weak. You know that we are poor, and you know that we often stumble and fall in our endeavor of faith. And yet you have loved the world so much that you sent your only begotten Son, that whomsoever believeth upon him would not perish, but have hope of eternal life one day in heaven with thee. Dear Father, through the suffering and death and resurrection of your Son, we are able to believe day by day, trusting upon you and trusting in this life with the hope in our hearts of heaven. Dear Father, we remember those many loved ones. We remember those that you will call to the hearing of your word. Dear Father, we pray that you would open the hearts of those who are traveling, burdened by sin in this life, that they might also find your kingdom, that they would be able to hear, and that they would be able to believe. And together we could travel with joy and freedom through the Holy Spirit day by day towards that eternal goal in heaven. Dear Father, you know that you have reminded us in recent times that our lives here are like a vapor. We are here for a moment and it soon vanishes away. Dear Father, there have been those loved ones of different ages that you have taken from our lives. But we remember that gift that you have given them, that gift of faith that carried them to the last moment of this life, to the shore of heaven. And dear Father, you have also reminded us through the death of loved ones who have been deceived by the enemy, who have walked the Broadway. Dear Father, we ask that you would comfort the hearts of those who are burdened and distressed and give them hope that yet they are able to believe together with us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. With great joy, I wish to, on behalf of the LLC, the office staff and the board of directors, and the many volunteers, welcome each one of you service guests to this festive service occasion. These services are hosted by the Monaga congregation together with the Brainerd congregation, and also many have answered the call to volunteer of their time to assist with all of the many duties that will be taken care of this weekend. We know that it is God who gives the heart to serve, and when God has given us the gift of living faith, it is easy to agree to serve as we are asked. The theme for the services is that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you. Nothing new is to be offered, but we have heard already in the beginning of this service and these service events that we have come to hear the gospel again and again. And God's word is so good and so true that to the poor the gospel is preached. The work of this LLC continues in the world where we live. Together with cooperation from the children of God there in Finland and in Sweden, and we thank the Heavenly Father for that unity of faith and understanding and that love that He has given to us when we are able to serve so closely together, even on a weekly basis there at the office. And the Word of God, which is recorded in Paul's letter to the Romans, has been in my mind today. In the 14th chapter, the 17th verse is written, "For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost." When we travel in this life, God, who is the giver of life, He blesses us with the gift of time. And when we, with a believing heart, awaken to each new day, we can thank Him for the gift that we have received by His hand. The writer to Ecclesiastes says, "To everything there is a season." And today is a time for us to gather together, to be strengthened in our begun faith, to be in the hearing of the Word of God, and to proclaim the gospel throughout the world as far as the message is sent and received. And in the recent year that we have lived, much has taken place in the global mission work, and God has opened in the far corners of the world opportunities to hear and opportunities to speak. And there are those who have received that gospel and believed that gospel, that all of their sins are forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. And they have preached that gospel to others. And it's a day where we live, where we remember that global mission work. But it's a day that we live where we wish to be ready to answer, even at home, to everyone that asks of the reason of hope that is in us with meekness. That we would be ready to confess our faith, speak of what God has done for us, what He has done for me, and what He has done for you. And here Paul writes, "But the kingdom of God is righteousness." And each one of us, through the merits of God's only Son, are heaven acceptable with a believing heart, living this life as God has blessed, but also with the hope that one day, through faith, eternity will begin and never end. And peace. What is the peace that a child of God owns in their heart? When our sins are forgiven and we believe, God gives peace. And the Holy Spirit comforts, the Holy Spirit instructs, and the Holy Spirit encourages. And in God's congregation, we are able to be cared for by the Mother. And may it be today and tomorrow and every day that God gives that our ears are open to the love that the Heavenly Father extends to us, His children, through the power of the Holy Ghost. Dear listener, this evening, wherever you are in this life, whether you are here at the service site, whether you are listening there nearby in your homes, whether you are feeling the trials of life through sickness, God wishes to comfort you. Each one of you can uplift your heart and believe. All of your sins are forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. With these greetings and with these words, I wish to welcome each one of you to this festive service event. And I also ask for my own portion, can I yet believe my latest sins and doubts forgiven? In Jesus' name, amen.